The Safari Quiz Show.
姐家?
Savakita!
Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya bringing you the quiz show that's brought to you by Safari Kid, the amazing preschool and after school program with over 18 campuses across the country and many more worldwide. For more information on Safari Kid, go to safarikidusa.com. Safarikidusa.com. Today we don't have a particular franchisee to feature, but we'll be back next week featuring a new franchisee. But I really want to tell you a little bit about the Safari Kid philosophy. Their preschool is a very unusual place compared to many other preschools where kids feel like they're going to school and it's very regimented and they have to follow rules. Whereas if you ever go to a Safari Kid location, you'll find that the kids are having a lot of fun. So the principle is that kids are there to learn while having fun. In fact, they're learning and they don't even know it because they're having such a good time doing many, many different activities and getting exposed to a lot of information and strategies. The other thing that's cool about Safari Kid is in the name. You know, the name is not Safari Kids. It's actually Safari Kid. And there's a reason for that. Safari Kid, it means the reason it's in singular is because the philosophy of Safari Kid is that every child is unique, every child is individual, and they are treated like that in the preschool. They are given very, very different, streams of activities to do, and they are challenged at the pace that they can handle, which is why it's Safari Kid, not Safari Kid USA. And of course, you've heard a lot about the after-school program from many of our previous contestants. I mean, the variety of after-school options are just amazing. There's everything from Kung Fu to Bharatanatyam, and you can imagine, and everything in between. There's robotics, language classes, computer classes. There's just something for every child's interest. Okay, so that's what I wanted to share with you about Safari Kid itself. Once again, to learn more about their program, safarikidusa.com. The other thing that I want to mention is that I'm still not getting enough musical submissions from you guys. Come on. I know there are lots of kids out there who are really talented. And even if they're not talented, they're just learning a musical instrument. We love to show off what they're learning. So please do send your musical submissions to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Last week we had a dad who really wanted to send us a musical piece. He did send it to us as something that can only be played in iTunes, and that doesn't really work for us, but we are very open to many other formats. We have MP3s, we can take a YouTube link, we can take a WAV file. So there are a bunch of ways in which you can send us your thing. And if really that's not possible, then 11 to 12 every Saturday we are here live in the Fremont studio. That information can be found, the location, at radiozindagi.com. We're in the Irvington area. And you can have your child come over here and play live on air. How cool is that? We've had somebody do that in the past, and it's been a wonderful, rewarding experience for the child, for the other kids in the studio, because they're seeing someone play live, and of course for our listeners. So our first contestant has something to say about that, and I'll get you in a minute, okay? Actually, why not now? Let's meet our contestants today. We have 3 second graders, and our first contestant is Raghuram, who wanted to share something with us. So Raghuram, go ahead. What did you want to say?
My name is Raghuram, and I'm 7 years old. I go to Forest Park Elementary School, and they really play the clarinet well. And at school, I play with my friends, and most of all, I like playing with my friends. And at home, I like playing with my sister and building Legos, and most of all, I play the clarinet very well.
All right. So, Raghuram, how can we take your word for the fact that you play the clarinet well? You have to show us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so will you come to the studio someday and play?
Yeah, I did it last time.
All right, that's right. And it was so awesome. And so will you come and do it again one day? All right. So we'll figure it out. I know your sister wants to come back and be on the show as well.
Yeah.
And when she does, you can come and play.
Okay.
Deal?
Yeah, deal.
Okay, awesome. So we are going to have a treat from Raghuram's clarinet sometime soon in the future, sometime in November, I hope. So we'll see. All right, Raghuram, that was wonderful. So you like playing with your friends and your sister and building Lego blocks. So what's the most difficult thing you've built with Legos?
My most difficult thing of building with my Legos is the X-Wing Starfighter from Star Wars.
Ooh, how many pieces did that have?
I don't know.
1,000 pieces?
No, not 1,000.
Okay, cool. So that's Raghuram's passion. I think many, many boys who are listening to our show have enjoyed playing with Legos, and many girls too. I enjoyed playing with Legos, and my daughter did too. All right, let's meet our next contestant. She's our returning contestant. Her name's Divya. Welcome back to the show, Divya. Tell us a little bit about yourself again.
My name is Divya. I go to the school Forest Park. I have a big sister.
Okay, and what do you like to do for fun?
I like to draw.
You like to draw? What do you draw? People?
Yeah.
Animals? Landscapes? Which ones?
People.
You like to draw people? You draw comics? Like, do you draw them doing things? Yeah? Okay, that's actually very difficult to do. So, good job. All right. So, that was Divya. And our third contestant is Akshin. Welcome back to the show, Akshin. Hi. Tell me a little bit about yourself and speak right into the mic so everybody can hear you.
Hello, my name is Akshant and I'm 7 years old and I go to Forest Park Elementary School. And my favorite hobby is playing outside.
Yeah? And so all three of you are from Forest Park. Are you guys classmates?
No. We two are classmates.
So you guys know each other. You're friends?
Yeah.
Ooh, this is going to be interesting. All right. So let's go and get started. And the kids said that they want to start with our first category of Halloween words.
Yay.
All right. So you know why we have Halloween words? Because it's just less than a week away, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to ask you. So all of you have to tell me what if you're carving a pumpkin and what shape you're carving it in.
Oh, I'm carving my pumpkin just with one eye and a flame popping out of it.
Ooh, one eye and a flame popping out of it?
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. What about you, Divya?
I'm carving a pumpkin with a scary face.
A scary face. It's got like those jagged teeth. Yeah. Cool. And Akshin, what about you? Are you drawing or carving a pumpkin at all?
No.
No? No, you must. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. You have to have a scary face to scare all the trick-or-treaters, right? And what are your costumes? What's your costume, Akshin?
Captain America.
And what about you, Divya?
Rapunzel.
What about you?
Harry Potter.
Still a favorite. Awesome. Okay. All right. So with that, now that we've got into the spirit of Halloween, let's play our first category, Halloween words. Before that, we always test our buzzer. So first it's Raghuram, then Divya.
Wow.
See, we needed to prep. All right. And Akshint. Awesome. You guys are ready?
Yep.
You know the rules. 10 points for the first correct answer. 5 points for correct answers after that. Minus 5 for all wrong answers. Got it? All right. Let's start. Question number 1 in our category, Halloween words. The soul of a dead person that's still roaming around on earth is called?
Ghost.
A ghost. Very good. That was 10 points to Raghuram. And Divya, you might want to hold that in your hand so that you're ready to buzz. Okay? All right. Next question. When a house has a ghost in it, we call it what kind of house?
Haunted house.
Haunted house. Very good. 10 points to Divya. Question number 3. Tooth-shaped striped candy associated with Halloween. Tooth-shaped striped candy.
Candy corn.
Very good. Good job. 10 points to Raghuram. Question number 4. Someone who rides on a broom and is not Harry Potter.
Witch.
A witch. Good job. 10 points to Akshant, and he started his thing. Okay, question number 5. A jack-o'-lantern is usually carved out of this.
Pumpkin.
Very good. 10 points to Raghuram. Question number 6. Month when we celebrate Halloween?
October.
Wait, you have to buzz first.
October.
Yes, October. Come on, guys. Why aren't you buzzing? He's buzzing in faster than you. You guys have to give him some competition.
Wow, I got 40 points now.
Question number 7. What you wear when you go trick-or-treating?
Costume.
Very good. 10 more points to Raghuram. Raghuram, grab your points. Okay. Question number 8. We decorate our house with this thing that spiders weave.
Webs.
Cobwebs. That's 10 points. Okay, question number 9. Wow, Raghuram is just going quickly. Come on, guys. Are your buzzers working? Yes, they are. Question number 9. Wrapping yourself up with toilet paper makes you look like this popular
Mummy.
Well done. Okay, question number 10. The part of our body made of bones that's most associated with Halloween. The part of our body made of bones that's most associated with Halloween.
Skeleton?
Skeleton. Good job. Okay, so we're done with our first category of Halloween words. I think everybody knew everything and Raghuram was really fast, so he did really well. But now it's time for our listener question. Kids in the studio, this is not for you. This is for the kids at home. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550 is our call-in number for the studio. Okay, question, and this is the listener question in the category Halloween words. The time of the day when ghosts are supposed to be the most powerful. The time of the day when ghosts are supposed to be most powerful.
Anything.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash and the answer is midnight.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sinchana and I think the answer is the night.
Thank you, Sinchana. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Stuti Gaiola and the answer is midnight.
Yes. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignor and I think it's 12 at night, midnight.
Thank you, Ignor. Hi, you're on the air.
Thank you, Sinchana. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, please switch the radio off. You're on the air already. Go ahead. Hello.
Hello, my name is Nayan. Hello, my name is Nayan. The answer is midnight.
Is it Nayan?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Nayan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and the answer is midnight.
Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shruti, and I think the answer is midnight.
Thank you, Shruti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, my name is Shruti, and the answer is midnight.
Stuti? Is that Stuti or another Shruti?
Stuti.
Stuti. And Stuti, what's your last name?
Goyo.
Okay. Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav and the answer is midnight.
Thank you, Gaurav. And last caller for our first question. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Koina and I think the answer is midnight.
Thank you, Koina. Koina was the last caller on that question. I see that our lights in the studio are still blinking, which means someone is still trying to, a few people are still trying to reach us. If you're one of the people who's still trying to reach us, don't worry. We have two more questions left later in the show because we have two more categories and at the end of each category is a question. And of course, if you want to be assured of a prize, the best way to do that is to participate with us. And you can do that by writing to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. And don't forget to mention your grade so that we can match you up with kids in the same grade. Of course, it would be great if you can get two more friends and you can all come here as friends because then the competition gets really fun and intense. So with that, we're going to take a break. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. When we come back, we'll see who won our first listener question and how the kids in the studio are doing. Jieja.
Sawal kieja.
Sawal kieja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Raghuram, Divya and Akshint. And before we find out how their scores are doing, let's see what the listener question, the first listener question was. The category was Halloween words. And my question was, what is the time of the day when ghosts are supposed to be the most powerful? The answer I was looking for was midnight. Most of you got it right. And from all the correct answers, it was Akshint's turn to pick a winner. Akshint, who was the winner of the first listener question?
Ignore.
Ignore. All right. Good job, Ignore. You know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention today's date, October 25th, as well as your name and the question and the answer, most important, the question and the answer, so Miss Anu can absolutely figure out who won for what. Okay, now let's see how kids are doing in the studio. Raghuram, how many points do you have?
80 points.
80 points. Divya, how many points do you have? 10. And?
10.
10. That makes around 100 points. But you know what? We have 200 more points in play because we have two more categories with 10 questions each. Our next category is going to be second grade math. Second grade math. good. Everybody's got a little paper and pencil in front of them?
Yeah.
And we'll do a little buzzer check. Program? What about you, Divya? Divya, you have to hold the buzzer in your hand, otherwise you won't be fast enough. Akshin. All right. Everybody's buzzers are working. And let's get started. The first question in our category, second grade math. Tell me the next number in this series. 15, 12, 9, 6. What's the next number in the series? 15, 12,
3.
3 is right. Good job. 10 points. Tudagram again. Question number 2. 4 plus 6 plus 8 plus what equals 21? 4 plus 6 plus 8 plus what equals 21? 3. Very good. 10 points, Divya. Good job. Okay, question number 3. What is 729 minus 726? What is 729 minus 726?
3.
3 is right. Are all the answers to this question 3? No.
Maybe,
that would have been fun. Yeah. Okay, at some time you just have to buzz and say 3. Okay, now, question number 4. What is 96 minus 54? What is 96 minus 54? Everybody's writing it down on their pencils. What is 96 minus
54?
42. Buzz.
42.
42, 10 points. Good job. All right. Are you ready? Next question?
Yeah.
Round 451 to the nearest 100. Round 451.
100.
400. That is incorrect. Minus 5. Question passes to Divya. Round 451 to the nearest 100. What's your answer? You don't have to buzz. You can say pass if you don't know.
Pass.
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 Pass. Oh, round 451 to the nearest 100. It is 500. It's just over 450. Oh. Give me 5 points. Give me a tenner and I'll give you 5 points back, Raghuram.
Those are crazy.
Okay.
There.
All right.
Now.
Ready?
Yeah.
Question number 6. What times 2 equals 26? What times 2 equals 26?
12.
That is not correct. Minus 5. The question five. Passes to you anyway. You don't have to buzz.
13.
13. Very good. And here I have 5 points.
Okay, now I get another.
Okay, question number 7. Are you ready? Ready? Everybody? Buzzers?
Put a plus 5, 10 now.
When the clock's hour hand is between 4 and 5, and the minute hand is on 3, what time is it? When the clock's hour hand...
4:15.
4:15. You almost got it wrong. Here you go. 4:15 is right. Good job.
Now I have 1:10.
Question number 8. If you had to use exactly 5 pieces of paper money to make $100, what would you use? If you had to use exactly 5 pieces of paper money to make $100, what would you use? Think about it. If you had to use exactly 5 pieces of paper money to make $100, what would you use? Why do we have a phone buzzing, by the way, Michael? Think. Take your time. If you had to use exactly 5 pieces of paper money to make $100, what would you use? I'm wondering if they got to the money section in their school yet. I'm guessing maybe not.
No, we didn't.
We didn't? But you've seen bills, right? You've seen...
Dollar bills.
Dollar bills and bigger bills. So if you had to take 5 pieces of those, so which of those pieces would you use?
$100 bill.
That's not 5. So minus 5. Give me that. And what about you, Divya? You want to take a stab at it? Or you want to say pass?
Pass.
What about you, Akshin?
Yeah, I have 105.
No, what would you? Which paper money would you use?
Pass.
Pass. It's $5 $20 bills.
$5 $20 bill?
Yeah.
What's $100?
Yes. To make $100. If you have five $20 bills, you'll make $100.
Oh, $520. Now I got it. Yeah.
Now you got it. Okay. Question number 9. Almost coming to the end of this category. Question number 9. 3 quarts of milk is how many pints? 3 quarts of milk is how many pints?
Pints.
Pints. It's second grade math. 3 quarts of milk.
Two
pints? No, that is not correct. Question passes to Raghuram. 3 quarts of milk.
Five?
No, that is not correct. Minus five from you too. Divya, you want to take a shot at it?
No, it's 100.
I know.
You know? 3 quarts of milk. So you can say pass.
Pass.
What is it?
Two. I mean one.
No, 3 quarts of milk is 6 pints. Two pints make a quart. Okay, ready for the next one? Aditya has 17 balloons. 8 balloons are red, 2 are yellow, and the rest are blue. How many blue balloons does Aditya have? Aditya has 17 balloons. 8 balloons are red, 2 are yellow, and the rest are blue. How many blue balloons does Aditya have?
7.
Buzz.
7.
He buzzed first.
7.
That's right. Divya got it right, but she didn't buzz. She just blurted out the answer. And you know that in the Safari Quiz Studio, you have to buzz first. Okay. So that was the end of our second grade math round. And we are now, it's now time for our listener question. So obviously we have listeners going all the way from kindergarten to high school. So I'm not going to give you a second grade math question. Instead, I'm going to give you a riddle. It's a riddle, and this riddle is only open to our listeners, not to the kids in the studio, so zip it. And our call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550 is a math riddle. It's not a math riddle. Yeah, okay, maybe it is. Maybe it's not. We'll see. It happens once in a minute, twice in a week, and once in a year. What is it? Here's our listener question. It happens once in a minute, twice in a week, and once in a year. What is it? It's not a math question at all. It's a riddle. And we'll see. If nobody answers it, I'm going to take that gift card and I'm going to go and spend it on myself. Whoa. Michael, I don't think that person... We can check and see if that person is a legit caller, but I don't think it is. Let's see. Hi, you're on the air. Nope. Oh, but we do have another caller. Hi, you're on the air. Nope. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Venus, and the answer is the letter E.
Thank you, Venus. That was a clever answer. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rhea, and I think the answer is the letter E.
Thank you, Rhea. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is the letter E.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy. And the answer is the letter E.
Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sudarshan, and I think the answer is letter E.
Thank you, Sudarshan. Michael, can we have the next caller? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and the answer is the letter E.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mishka. And the letter is E.
Nishtha, lovely name, beautiful name. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is the letter E.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is the letter E.
Thank you, Yash. And last caller for our second listener question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Anushka, and the answer is E.
Thank you, Anushka. Anushka was the last caller on our second listener question. We're going to take a break now, and when we come back, we will see who won the second listener question and how the kids in the studio are doing. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja, Sawal, Sawal Kiye Ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Raghuram, who is busy counting his loot. But before we see what his scores are, we'll see who won our second listener question. The question was in the category Halloween words. The time of the day No, I'm sorry. We are in the second grade math now. It happens once in a minute, twice in a week, and once in a year. What is it? It happens once in a minute, twice in a week, and once in a year. What is it? Everybody got it right. It is indeed the letter E. And from all the winners, Divya has picked the winner this time. Divya, who won the second listener question?
Yash.
All right. Congratulations, Yash. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. I heard some new names today. I hope you'll think about coming to the studio and participating. We're always looking for good and fun participants, okay? All right, so let's see what the scores in the studio. Raghuram, what's your loot? How much did you score?
120.
Ooh, and what about you, Divya?
10.
10.
I mean 20.
20. 20. And Akshin got 10. So at this point, it's not possible to catch Raghuram unless he makes too many mistakes. But we'll see if our two runners-up can improve their scores. Are you guys ready for our third category?
Yeah.
Yes.
Holiday foods is our third category. Holiday foods. It's going to be both Indian and Western foods. Because we're having so many holidays. We had Diwali. We had Dashara. We had Thanksgiving, Halloween, and Christmas coming up. Are you guys ready? Let's do a buzzer check. Everybody's buzzers are working. Here's our first question in the category, holiday foods. Drink made with milk, sugar, and whipped eggs. Drink made with milk, sugar, and whipped eggs. Usually served
hot chocolate?
Whipped eggs.
What?
No. -5, -5.
Okay.
I would have put cocoa, definitely, right? If it had been hot chocolate. It's a drink for Christmas. You didn't, I was just going to say, it's a Christmas drink. Drink made with milk, sugar, and whipped eggs. And honestly, when you think about it, I've never actually had this drink. You know it? You want to say pass?
Pass.
Akshin?
Coffee.
Coffee would have coffee in it. So that is not correct. -5. The answer is eggnog. Eggnog, it sounds like a weird drink and I've never had it, but I've heard it can be delicious. Who knows? Okay, question number 2. Bird that is traditionally stuffed for Thanksgiving.
Turkey.
Very good. 10 points. Raghuram. Okay, question number 3. Most popular kind of pie for Halloween. Most popular kind of pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Very good. Still on our Halloween theme. Okay, question number 4. These vegetables taste great as fries or chips, but mashing them is the traditional way to serve them during these holidays. These vegetables taste...
Tomato?
Fries? I've never heard of a fried tomato. Potato. I know you meant potato, so I'm actually going to give you the 10 points. Good job. Yes, potatoes. Potatoes, mashed potatoes is a traditional food. Okay.
Potato fries.
Question number 5. Cookie that you use to make an edible house with icing and frosting to glue the pieces together. Cookie?
Gingerbread house.
Gingerbread. Very good. 10 points.
I'm just going to say that.
You're going to say that. Buzz. The person who buzzes first, gets asked first. Question number 6. These red tangy berries are used to make a sauce that goes with the turkey. These red tangy berries are used to make a sauce that goes with the turkey. Turkey's always served...
Tomato?
No, it's not a berry, but you know what? That was a cute answer. -5 though.
Okay.
No, question passes to Raghuram. Are you going to try?
Pass.
And Divya?
Pass. Strawberry?
No, you don't make strawberry sauce. You make cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce.
I know. If you don't eat a traditional Thanksgiving meal, it's hard to remember. But now I'm going to ask you Indian sweets.
Yes.
And everybody has to know these. Okay. Question number 7. These round brown balls in sugar.
Gulab jam.
He was just talking about it before I began the question. 10 points to Raghuram. Good job. Gulab jamun it is. It is so delicious. Okay. Question number 8. This pretzel-shaped Indian sweet is also soaked in sugar syrup.
Is it gara?
No, that's not correct. And you didn't finish the question, so actually the question is now open for buzzer for Divya and Akshint only. This pretzel-shaped Indian sweet is also soaked in sugar syrup and is usually bright orange in color. This pretzel-shaped Indian sweet...
I forgot what it is.
I know it. I forgot the name.
Oh dear, minus five, Akshant. I know you know it. I know you can see it in your head. I know you can taste it. But what's the name? Divya, you want to try?
Pass.
Jalebi.
Yeah,
jalebi.
Okay, I'm not going to answer anymore. I'm going to take a break from answering.
Question number nine. Two more questions. These are also Indian. Ball-shaped desserts that are made by packing together flour and sugar. Ball-shaped desserts. They're made of different kinds of flour, but they're always made by packing...
Laddu.
Laddu. I thought you were taking a break from answering. Raghuram, what happened?
Nope. I was just joking.
And last question in the category holiday foods. Cider is usually made from these delicious fruits that ripen in the fall. Cider is usually made from these delicious red fruits.
Apples?
Apples. Very good. I think there was a clean sweep. Good job. Oh, it is correct. Okay. That brings us to the end of our round for the contestant, and it's time for our listener question in the category holiday foods. Call in number 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. These nuts are baked into a delicious pie with corn syrup, and this pie is a specialty of southern United States. These nuts are baked into a delicious pie with corn syrup, and this pie is a specialty of the southern part of the U.S., the southern part of America. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush, and the answer is pecan.
Thank you, Ayush. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush, and I think the answer is pecan pie.
Hello, is this also Ayush?
Arush.
Arush. Arush, Ayush, yes. And Arush. Thank you, Arush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush, and I think that answer is pecan pie.
Okay, this is getting to be like Twilight Zone episode. Ayush, is that Ayush again?
Yeah.
Okay, Ayush, what's your surname?
Huh?
What's your surname? Because I already had an Ayush call in a minute ago. What's that?
Huh?
What's your surname again?
Ayush Vishwas.
Vishwas. Did I get that right? Okay.
My real name is Ayush.
Yes, and your last name is Vishwas?
Desai.
Desai. Desai?
Desai.
Spell it.
P-A-R-A-S-A-D.
Prasad, I think.
Yeah.
Got it. Ayush Prasad. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vishrut, and I think that the answer is pecan.
Thank you, Vishrut. If that had been another Ayush, I would have lost it. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aradhya, and I think the answer is almond.
Aradhya says almond. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aisha, and the answer is pecan pie.
There's Aisha, very close. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Neha, and I think that the answer is pecan pie.
Thank you, Neha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Venus, and I think the answer is pecan pie.
Thank you, Venus. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Rishi, and I think the answer is cashew pie.
Thank you, Rishi. And last caller for this question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is pecan pie.
Thank you, Sabina. And Sabina was the last caller for this question. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, all the winners. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show with Vidya, Jeja,
Sawal Kieja.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jeja,
Sawal Kieja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. If you're just tuning in, we've reached the end of today's episode, and you'll see us back next week, Saturday at 11. But before that, let's announce some of our winners. The winner of our third listener question, I wanted to find a nut that's made into a pie with corn syrup, which is very popular in southern United States, and the answer was pecan. And this time the winner was picked from all the correct answers by Raghuram. Raghuram, who's the winner of our third listener question?
Vishrut.
Vishrut, all right. Vishrut, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Mention your name, the question, the answer, and the date of today's show. Okay, so people who have been listening to the show, to the entire show, know who's won because Raghuram had a big lead and nobody could beat him at the end of round two. But we'll still check in with his scores because he had a humongous number of points and completely swept today's game. Raghuram, how many points do you have?
185.
I think that probably is a record. So I think it was a complete sweep, so we won't ask the other two, Divya and Akshin, what their scores were, but we're going to say well done on coming to the studio and participating. And for all you listeners out there, remember, everybody is going to get a prize who comes to the studio. So if you are you've just been calling on the line and hoping for your name to be called on the listener question, remember, you're guaranteed a prize if you come to the studio. So please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com and let us know you want to participate. We are very flexible in terms of working with your availability. And of course, we will make sure that you're in the same grade as everyone else. Okay, so that brings us to the end of today's episode. For all you listening, guys listening out there, next week is a listener special. Next week is a listener special. So don't forget to tune in because we'll have a lot more questions and a lot more prizes to give away to our very, very loyal listeners who we love a lot. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jija,
Sawal Kiye.